We begin this practice with the affirmation that God is with us as we are, that God is loving, kind, patient, that God loves us more than we want to be loved. And in this moment of recognition of the divine embrace, we find our breath, returning to this present moment, the moment that contains all that has been in our lives, the moment that is pregnant with all that can be. And in this moment, we breathe into the possibility of union, of wholeness, of rest, and communion. And in the second movement of this practice, we open our hearts in gratitude, thankful for the gifts that we've received today, even those that were difficult, thankful for the obvious, and thankful for the hidden, thankful for this sacred moment, the privilege and the luxury of disconnecting. Thankful for the sound of the gentle rain above our heads. And thankful for a loving community, a safe place, new sisters and new brothers and fellow pilgrims on this pilgrimage of hope, this pilgrimage of wholeness, this pilgrimage of healing. And just as the flowers blossom in the sunlight, our hearts open with this gratitude, allowing ourselves to be receptive, to hear, to see, and to feel those things that we don't often allow ourselves to feel. In the third movement of this practice, we remember the gift of this day. Waking up far from this place. Waking up with anticipation, maybe apprehension. For some of us, maybe even a little fear. What did I say yes to? Why did I agree to this? Remember our moments from those dream impressions, those illusions that disturbed our rest. We remember those moments, preparing breakfast or sharing a meal, beginning to make our way to Nebraska, to Schuyler. We remember those moments of reconnecting with old friends, making new friends, driving through the cornfields, detaching from those things that keep us distracted, that keep us asleep. We remember showing up here, entering the room that will be our hermitage for the next 48 hours. Remember sitting at the table, sharing a meal. And we remember hearing our voice in a circle of strangers who are all united around the intentions of the possibility of finding and returning to our center. As we reflect on this day, we look for that consolation, that moment of deep peace-filledness, that moment where we felt safe, we felt loved, we felt like it was okay to be us, a moment where Our fears were set aside. Our anger subsided. We are no longer anxious or ashamed. We are no longer concerned about performing. That moment when we knew we were loved. That moment that we wish we could have stayed in just a moment longer. That moment that brings a smile to our face. And so maybe it was saying goodbye to a child. Maybe it was getting in your car and finally being alone. Maybe it was sitting on a plane, disconnected from the internet. Maybe it was arriving in a new place, meeting new people. Maybe it was hearing somebody's intention this evening and finding an echo in our own soul. Maybe it was a piece of music. Maybe it was something that we ate, that we drank. Whatever it was, regardless of how mundane or ordinary, humane or human it was, we allow ourselves to be held in that moment of consolation. And in being held in it, we listen. We listen to what it was that the divine voice intended us to hear, but perhaps we may have missed it in the moment. And so maybe the child that we loved was reflecting back to us our own vulnerability, our own innocence. Maybe the meal that was our consolation was a reminder that in all great world religions, the banquet is the metaphor, the shared metaphor of paradise. Maybe it was in the travel or the journey, realizing that the journey in itself isn't the destination. And in fact, the destination isn't an illusion, but it's the intention of getting here. That's the prayer. Maybe that consolation was hearing someone in the room tonight remind you that you're enough, that you are seen, that you are beautiful, that you're not alone, that you'll be okay. Whatever it was, we allow ourselves to be held in it. We listen to it. And we receive it. We also reflect on this day, rummaging through it from beginning to end, asking for the courage to find a desolation, a moment of resistance. A moment when we mistook those voices in our head, those voices of shame or guilt, disappointment, regret, doubt, as the voice of God. We find that desolation, that tendency within us, that addiction, that behavior, that pattern that we don't know why, but we continue to return to, something that derails us, something that hinders us, something that discourages or defeats us. Maybe it's our resistance to our weaknesses. Maybe it's our inability to be truthful with ourselves. Maybe it's a pain, a memory of trauma, or we somehow cannot find wholeness or healing in. Or maybe it's something that we're trying to hide from ourselves or those who love us the best. Whatever it is, with compassion for ourselves, with kindness for our tender hearts, we acknowledge it. We face it. We admit it. and we own it. And with this courage of kindness, with the compassion and the mercy that is ours, we move into the fourth step of this prayer, and we pray with this desolation. We confess it. We confess our powerlessness over it. We hold our weakness, and we receive it as an invitation to grace. Rather than allowing this desolation to suffocate or strangle us, to discourage us, rather than allowing us to remain powerlessness, hopeless, fearful, we let it go, realizing that it's too much for us, but that our divine parent, our creator, our loving God is not surprised, is not disappointed, has seen plenty worse, and has more than we need to offer us wholeness, peace, hope, and healing. And so if it is sorrow, if it is confession, if it is lament, if it is surrender, or if it is the helplessness of not having words, in letting go this desolation, we move into the final step of this practice, which is the receiving of hope, the possibility of promise, the opportunity that as the sun rises tomorrow, it will be a baptism on a new day, a day that will give us opportunities to receive the gift of new consolations, opportunities, the grace and the courage to face new desolations, and the invitation to rest in the loving arms of divine love, the one who sees, who accepts, who forgives and strengthens. With gratitude, we seal the gifts of this day, this sacred pause, this envelope of rest. In all of our defenses, we open our hearts to what this can be for us. And as the rain washes over our heads this evening, may it cleanse our souls, heal our memories, and quench the thirsts that have kept us parched, dry, and empty.